Vulnerability. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe that there's a difference between transparency and vulnerability. Transparency is when you reveal something, but you maintain in control of what you're revealing. Vulnerability is when you really just let it all out and you put your guard down and you say, you know what? This is what the real truth is. People can see the difference between transparency and vulnerability. And a lot of times, companies try to be transparent instead of being vulnerable. When you're vulnerable, you don't make excuses for your weaknesses. Because the reality is, you already know, nobody knows how to solve every problem all the time. So just put it on the table. I'm a pastor. As a pastor, you have to have a certain amount of respect from the people in your tribe, don't you? A few years ago, I went to El Salvador on a mission trip, and while I was there, I got an amoeba. I lost like 20 pounds, and I had bathroom problems for about 6 weeks.
An amoeba.
Okay? I got an amoeba. I had to give a stool sample. They tested my stool, amoeba in the stool, amoeba in the stomach. It's painful. I went to the bathroom about 12 times a day. Constipated, diarrhea, big potty. It was embarrassing. And the thing is like, you know, when you go to somebody's house and you're visiting them, you're not trying to use their bathroom and go big potty, right? So you got to, like, explain this to people when you show, look, I might go to the bathroom 3 times while I'm here. I need to apologize in advance. I got an amoeba. I don't know what's happening, okay?
So you didn't get out much.
No, I got out. I'm not going to slow my roll for an amoeba. It's adapting to me. I'm not adapting to it. So it's the 4th of July, and we go to a friend's house in my church. Now, these are my people. I'm their pastor. It's about 12 couples. We're in a little Bible study group together. We go over there 4th of July, family get-together picnic. Now, they already know. They've been praying for me. They know I got an amoeba. It's not a secret, okay? So I get there, and the amoeba starts knocking on the door. It's time to take care of me. So I go to the bathroom. Well, the way that house was set up, they had a bathroom that was like right in the middle of the house, and it had two doors, two entrances. And one of the entrances went to a hallway, and the other entrance opened right up into the dining area of the kitchen. It was like a kitchen-dining room combo, right? I mean, that's not a good setup.
No.
So I'm like, man, I hate to do this, but I got to go. So I go, sit down, start handling my business, right? And I'm sitting there, and I locked the doors. I made sure everything was locked. And while I'm sitting there, the worst possible thing happens. I'm sitting like this, and all of a sudden, the door comes busting open. The lock didn't work, and nobody told me. To make matters worse, the way the toilet was set up, as the door swung open, I look, and everybody's sitting at the table. And I look at a friend, one of my friends, he's a deep introvert, very shy. His name's Scott, and Scott and me, we locked eyes. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and we shared a moment together. And I didn't know what to do, so I just said, "What's up?" So he looked back at me, and he was like, "What's up? I see you." And the person who opened the door was my wife. She didn't know I was in there. She just busted open. Now, for those of you who have met my wife or know my wife, you'll understand this. My wife's very aggressive. She's very quick moving. She's fast. She's spicy. She's a loud talker, big hand movement, really good cook, wonderful mom, beautiful woman. But when she opens a door, she's not playing. She doesn't open the door. So she like, boom, busted this thing open. But when she saw me, she started dying laughing. And you know, when you do something like that, she kind of froze, so she just left the door open. So everybody's looking at me. I got the amoeba working. We're making eye contact. How y'all doing? And then finally, I looked at her and said, you going to close the door? And so she closed it, and I could hear them dying laughing, and I wrapped up my business. I walked out of there, and I thought, man, this might be the most embarrassing moment of my life. I mean, how do you respect your pastor? after a moment like this. And I decided in that moment, was I going to hide that or was I going to share that? So I put that in one of my sermons one time. But sometimes you can't let the things in your past define you, right? That's vulnerability.